SWOLF is a swimming efficiency metric that combines time and stroke count into one score, similar to golf, where a lower number is better. The name blends swimming and golf. It is calculated by adding the seconds taken to swim one pool length, usually 25 meters, to the number of strokes used. For example, swimming 25 meters in 30 seconds with 15 strokes gives a SWOLF of 45. Swimming 29 seconds with 18 strokes gives 47. And 30 seconds with 20 strokes gives 50. The metric is useful because it captures both speed and efficiency, preventing swimmers from improving one measure at the expense of the other. A swimmer can reduce stroke count by gliding, but that increases time. So the SWOLF score only improves when there is genuine efficiency or a genuine speed gain. Stroke counting varies by stroke. In freestyle and backstroke, each arm pull is counted. In breaststroke and butterfly, the count increases when both arms complete a pull together. Time is measured per standard length, and open water swimmers should calculate SWOLF in 25-meter segments. Manual tracking requires consistent stroke counting, accurate timing, and avoidance of excessive gliding. Modern sports watches and GPS devices with acceleration sensors can automatically count strokes, calculate live SWOLF, track distance, monitor pace, and upload data to platforms such as Garmin Connect for longer-term analysis. The value of SWOLF lies in its ability to show the relationship between speed and efficiency. Four patterns are important. A high stroke count with high time indicates inefficient swimming. A high stroke count with low time shows moderate efficiency. A low stroke count with high time suggests efficient but slower swimming. And a low stroke count with low time represents optimal performance. SWOLF is best used as a personal progress tool rather than a way to compare different swimmers, because body size, arm length, height, swimming style, pool length, water conditions, and pool design all affect scores. A swimmer's 25-meter pool score will usually differ from a 50-meter pool score, even with the same effort. The metric also helps identify consistency, fatigue, and changes in technique, such as increased stroke count and slower splits during the second length of a 50-meter swim. Benchmarks vary by pool and skill level. In a 25-meter pool, scores in the mid to upper 30s are generally excellent, while 35 to 45 is a strong range. In a 50-meter pool, scores in the low 70s demonstrate excellent efficiency. Russian sprint champion Alexander Popov is cited with a SWOLF of 45 in a 50-meter pool, combining 25 seconds with 20 strokes. Open water swimmers often aim for scores under 40, and triathletes may use SWOLF to conserve energy for later race segments. Scores around 50 are more appropriate for setting small, incremental improvement goals rather than expecting large jumps. Improving SWOLF can happen in three ways: reducing stroke count while keeping lap time the same, swimming faster without increasing stroke count, or improving both at once. Beginners should focus on reducing stroke count while maintaining consistent speed. Technique cues include keeping the hand relaxed during the catch, using the forearm like a paddle as the arm returns to the hip, engaging the core to keep the body straight, and imagining the body as a pencil moving through the water. Intermediate swimmers can keep stroke count steady while increasing speed, or use a stroke for second trade-off, where one extra stroke may save a second. Advanced swimmers should work to reduce both stroke count and time together through refined technique, well-timed power, and regular tracking. Supporting training should emphasize core strength and body position. Exercises such as side plank rotations, rotating hips and shoulders, and plank walk-ups with stable hips can improve power, athletic performance, and injury resistance. Efficient swimming also requires core engagement, full extension through the lats, shoulders, and arms, and a high body position in the water. Swimmers should avoid common mistakes that block progress. Excessive gliding, which lowers stroke count but slows speed, inconsistent push-offs and dolphin kicks, which make tracking unreliable, and a speed-only focus that ignores stroke efficiency. The best performance comes from balancing stroke length and stroke rate. The key takeaway is that SWOLF is a practical, personal feedback tool for swimming development. It does not produce a single universal perfect score, but it helps swimmers find their own efficiency zone, monitor trends, compare different strokes, and make steady technical adjustments. Technology has made tracking easier, but improvement still depends on patient, consistent practice, proper form, and avoiding shortcuts. Over time, small gains in drag reduction, propulsion, timing, and consistency can lower SWOLF and produce more efficient, faster swimming.